gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, September 4th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Great show lined up for you today. Lots of information in Lansing. We actually have a call to action for any of you that are able to go to the Capitol, Lansing, tomorrow morning. There's going to be a hearing. And it's amazing because Vicky just left the Capitol yesterday. All the clerks were invited to go to the Capitol Bureau of Elections, putting on their very first conference for clerks, giving them updates and things that are happening heading into next year's election. Well, we no sooner get on the road to head home, and I get a call to action from Pure Integrity Michigan Elections, Patrice Johnson's organization. Urgent alert. Michigan moves to silence citizens on election integrity. Call to action. Your immediate action is required before September 5th, 2025, Michigan's Department of State is attempting to push through administrative rules that would fundamentally gut citizen oversight and clerk authorities over voter registrations processes. These rules, disguised as a routine, quote, standardization, end quote, represent a coordinated effort to silence election integrity advocates and handcuff local clerks from maintaining accurate, qualified voter files. They are a direct assault against checkmyvote.org, an online research of ineligible voter registrations. Also, they open the door wide to overseas foreigners being allowed to vote, calling them, quote, a protected class. So what you basically have to do today, early tomorrow morning, call your state representative, call your state senator, most of them being Republican. They need to know that this is happening tomorrow, September 5th, at 11 o'clock. Public hearing in front of the JCAR. That's a joint council for administrative rules. oversight. Half of the board is made up of state representatives and state senators. Both parties. However, the Democrats control the Senate. So they get to pick who sits on this committee tomorrow morning to hear basically public opinion. I have the main bullet points pulled up for you to hear before you call your state rep, but it needs to be done today. Tomorrow it might be too late. The committee hearing starts at 11, and they may not even be in Lansing tomorrow on Friday. We're going to go over these bullet points. Administrative rules that Jocelyn Benson wants to ram through. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this Thursday. You just heard the commercial for Justin Michael. He is primary challenging incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman next year, August primary, to represent the 1st Congressional District. He'll be on the show tomorrow, 9:15 to 9:30. If you have any questions, send them to me, text them to my phone, and I'll be sure to ask Justin tomorrow when he comes on the show. Administrative rules done by bureaucratic agencies in Lansing happens all the time. The rules don't necessarily rise to the level that they have to become laws. Normally, bills are introduced in the House and or Senate. They're run through a committee process where they have public hearings, and then it goes to the floor for a vote. When passed in the House, it then goes over to the Senate for the senators to vote on it, and vice versa. The Senate can pass something, send it to the House. They review it, put it through their committee process, and then it goes to a floor for a floor vote. Once it passes both the House and the Senate, it then goes to the governor for signature. 56 votes necessary in the House, 20 votes necessary in the Senate, one signature by a governor. Those are how bills become laws in Lansing. Administrative rules for bureaucratic agencies, especially those under the executive branch, don't necessarily need these rules to be laws. So they don't have anybody sponsor a bill, put it through that process I just described. They simply have a public hearing where half of the panel is state reps, the other half is state senators, and they hear and take public comment. Well, this is why you need to call your state rep and your state senator today, Thursday, or at the latest, tomorrow morning, 6:17 a.m. when this show repeats. Tell them not to allow these administrative rules that Jocelyn Benson wants to implement before next year's elections. Absolutely do not allow these rules to go forward. Main bullet point concerns, she wants to ban research tools like the database website checkmyvote.org and federal citizenship databases. She doesn't want clerks to be able to search to see if a vacant home or a vacant lot has somebody registered to vote there. She doesn't want clerks to be able to check commercial buildings to see if people are registered to vote there. She doesn't even want federal citizenship databases to be accessed to find out if somebody is in fact a citizen of the United States, therefore having the right to vote. Additionally, Benson wants to create impossible challenge standards requiring expensive notarized affidavits and personal knowledge, quote unquote, of anything you want to challenge. But we had Fani Mantravati, the inventor, founder of checkmyvote.org's website, on this show. He explains that he gets his information directly from the Secretary of State's qualified voter files. He then updates his website, checkmyvote.org, for people to search. We talked about it. We asked you guys to basically find 10 names of people in your area and check their records, see if they're registered to vote. Find 10 vacant homes or vacant lots and or commercial buildings in your township and go and check and see if anybody's registered to vote there. Well, according to these rule changes, you would then, in order to submit a challenge to a person being registered to vote at a vacant lot or a commercial building, you would then have to print out a challenge and get it notarized and then be able to submit it with your personal knowledge that you know that nobody lives there or shouldn't be allowed to be registered to vote there because it's a commercial building. Additionally, Jocelyn Benson wants to give expanded protected status to overseas civilians, who represents 83% overseas voters, military, as well as others, direct extended protected status. Now, this isn't only military. This could be any citizen overseas that they believe should be registered to vote. Finally, restricting clerks' authorities and slowing down legitimate voter registration maintenance by forcing lengthy processes to update and change qualified voter files. She also wants to silence citizens and clerks through a broadly written anti-harassment provision, claiming that citizens and clerks who research addresses, vacant lots, vacant buildings, commercial buildings, that that is a form of harassment. Finally, the biggest problem, she wants to transfer all the power to running the elections for the entire state of Michigan directly to the Secretary of State. What? This current Secretary of State, who's running to be governor next year as a Democrat, wants to take away the power and the authority of local clerks to run their elections. She wants all that power transferred directly to her office. They're also proposing rules that would increase clerks' workload and cost, requiring multiple notice requirements. And very finally, creating subjective rules. How will somebody be able to provide personal knowledge, quote unquote, or independent verification of these activities? Unbelievable. So do you basically see what she's trying to do? She's trying to change the rules to the game. And she's trying to do it less than a year from right now when the August 4th primary is going to take place. 11 months. Well, we must act now. These rules set a dangerous precedent that if it spread to other states could lead to massive fraud in our elections. If Michigan succeeds in shutting down citizens' oversight, it's going to provide a blueprint for election officials nationwide to insulate themselves from accountability. Also, the rules, as written, will take effect immediately, giving citizens only until Friday, September 5th, 2025, to voice opposition. Well, the first step is to submit public comments immediately. They have an email address that you can send an email to. elections-publiccomment@michigan.gov. So if you would like this email address texted to your phone, just text me rules. Text me rules. I've set it up in my phone. The folder will automatically reply back with this email address as well as a letter you could mail if you want to the Bureau of Elections, P.O. Box 20126, Lansing, Michigan. But the problem is the deadline for it is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So a letter is going to be too late. We need to send emails today. And it's very simple. Subject line, administrative rules, or just put rules in the subject line. Dear Secretary of State, do not adopt these rules that are pending on Friday, September 5th, 2025. And sign it. Put your name, your address, and your phone number in the email. Subject line is rules. Dear Secretary of State, do not pass these rules that you're considering on Friday, September 5th, 2025, and sign it. It's that simple. If they get enough emails and have to put it into public comment records, state representatives, state senators will see your email. These rules cannot be adopted. Rules being considered on Friday, September 5th, 2025 cannot and should not be adopted. Do not pass these. Don't adopt them. However you want to say it, put it in your own words. If possible, attend the public hearing tomorrow, Friday, September 5th at 9:30 in the morning. It's going to be held in the room 1100 in the Bensfield office building. That's 201 Townsend Street in Lansing. If you're listening and you're able to go there in person, text me hearing. You text me hearing, this will be the screenshot of the time and location for tomorrow's meeting. At a bare minimum, contact your representatives. You can email directly or call them. Michigan State legislators, both reps and senators, and in here they're even saying your U.S. congressman. Demand that they pressure the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, to withdraw these restrictive rules. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this is a Friday hearing. Most of the state reps and state senators aren't even going to be in town tomorrow. But they need to be made aware of these proposed rules and understand that they should not be adopted. So if you know them or can look up their phone numbers at the Capitol building, I'll give you the address after the break for both the House and the Senate's switchboard. You can give them a call. Family Hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.